It's me again. Welcome to episode 17 and the Never Call You a Lot podcast show.
When I've been down and I'm down as up, when your half a glass looks like a half in the cup, when you're running at the dentist and everywhere you turn.
I'd just like to say, once again, Merry Christmas and a wonderful new year. This has been a crazy end of the new year. All CNN and all of them is talking about is the vaccine, the new COVID virus, the new Delta, and whatever the other one is. And they don't know if it's a killer, or they don't even know. The experts don't even know what's going on, you know? And this thing came from overseas. Of course, it has to be Africa, of all places. You know, always Africa, you know? But I think this thing is just going to be with us for a really kind of long time, guys, you know? And I think everybody who's getting sick and tired of this is just going to have to hang in there, okay? Don't be stressed out. I know the holidays is already stressful. Being with these masks on, it's more stressful. Because you got to go out in the stores, and you got to deal with the other shoppers. And you got to wear your mask and stuff. And you got some people who don't want to wear masks. And you got some people all in your business because you forgot your picture mask on. And they just jump in your face, you know. You know? And all you're doing is out getting another last minute shopping thing. And this other person just come up to you and start yelling at you about your stupid mask. You know? But don't let other people stress you out, okay? Don't do that. Just ride this out. Just like the song said, ride it out, okay? Go with the flow. I mean, we will get through this, guys. America, we are the USA. USA. We will get through this. Republican state, Democrat state, and independent freedom people. And I'm talking about the independent freedom people, meaning we don't belong to no party. And that's why I say independent freedom people. Still, all together, one country, one flag, one goal. We are the USA. Period. Okay? The heck with the red states, heck with that blue states bullcrap. We are one state, one country. So, stop with the bullcrap. Especially Fox News. Tucker, you the one should be fired from the news. You know, I'm real sorry. I'm real unhappy that CNN fired Chris. You know, because Tuckerhead, he should be one fired. You know, he would put on what he said about Joe Biden. It was on the social media, YouTube. He said, "Rest in peace, Joe Biden." You know, that's not a nice thing to say, Tucker. Okay? This is the African-American black man who never had a handgun, nothing, telling you about yourself. Tucker, an Obama fan, a Joe Biden fan. Tucker, I'm not a member of any party. Tucker, and Fox News should have fire you, Tucker. Look at Fox News at 10 o'clock. You'll see his hillbilly, redneck, Billie Jean looking, bister head, talking about bullcrap stuff. Tucker. I mean, all the news agencies, I hope y'all don't watch Fox News. I just hope y'all don't, because it's one of the worst news agencies out there. And change the channel if you do. If you watch Fox News, change the channel. Especially, get away from Tucker. Tucker is very bad. Now, I don't know if y'all going to hear this or not. I don't know if the microphone going to pick it up, but it's going to tell you something about AI that I was watching. Also, I found some stuff about basketball players, you know. And I'm going to go to the AI first. Okay, this is some stuff, and I'm going to let you listen to it on the mic, on the cheap microphone that I got until my other microphone comes. I'm not ordering another better microphone until after Christmas, after the holiday. But anyway, I was watching this morning, and it's kind of interesting what these basketball players did, and also some stuff about AI. It's on YouTube, and just listen to it. Just listen.
Are you a podcaster? You should check out Riverside FM. It's your new online recording studio.
Systems in our body. It's got 85 billion neurons, each of which fire nonstop, receiving, processing, and sending.
You hear that?
Baby X's brain is nowhere near as complex, but that's the goal. Instead of neurons, it's got nodes. The more the nodes are exposed to, the more they learn.
Part of limbs is very hard to build a digital brain, but where we want to go with it is we're trying to build a human-like AI which has a flexible intelligence that can relate to people.
I think the best kind of systems are when humans and AI work together. One of the biggest misconceptions of AI is that there is a super intelligent being, or what we call generalized AI, that knows all, can do all, smarter than all of us put together. That is a total misconception. AI is built on us. AI is mimicking our thought process. AI is basically an emulation of us.
Like visionaries before him, Mark's a dreamer. The current state of his moonshot, however, is a little more...
So, this is some of the stuff, the contacts and stuff that I will be talking about, like AI.
Most avatars are basically glorified customers.
All these... AI things that they're trying to make like humans and all.
They can answer simple questions.
And really, I really think we got there already. Look at Donald Trump. He's not human. He's some kind of AI. Look at Tucker on Fox News. He had to be some kind of AI. You know? Maybe the whole Fox News is AI.
Spider.
And... this is some really crazy stuff, you know. But we're going to get into it in next year. I just want to give you some ideas. And when I get the YouTube channel, y'all are going to be seeing this. And I'm going to get the YouTube channel up. And hopefully you'll go to my YouTube channel, subscribe to my YouTube channel. And when I pick up new videos, y'all go and watch it, okay? I'm going to do it the same time I'm doing this, and I'm just going to put pre-record videos in, like I'm doing now, and all. So, go to YouTube, subscribe to my channel, okay? And that way, when it do comes next year, y'all be already there, you know? And I will be talking about AI and all this good stuff, okay? Including the King of Pop, okay? So, video for the fans, first time ever. This is special gift to the fans. Some videos that you never seen Michael did. But I want to get into this video of NBA players. Listen.
These are the weirdest mysteries in NBA history. And first up, we got the time that the OKC Thunder had an unexplainable encounter 30,000 feet in the air. See, back in 2017, the Thunder were on a flight to Chicago when, all of a sudden, a loud thud echoed across the cabin and the plane started to shake unnaturally. This was not turbulence, because when the team landed just an hour later, they discovered something horrifying. The entire nose of their plane was completely caved in.
Wow.
Almost as if something or someone had crashed into them. So, with the players desperate for answers,
the NBA,
the airlines
NBA
was forced to launch
team.
A full-on investigation. And after a few days, the only answer they could provide was, the plane likely encountered a bird while on descent. Yeah. The problem with that theory is, when a plane hits a bird, it gets completely covered in blood. But if you look closely, there's not a single speck on that entire plane. So odds are, we'll never know what truly happened to the
no
Thunder
blood
that
on that plane.
But at least this
but
was
whole
just a one-off event.
Bent.
Because NBA players have been getting terrorized for years at the haunted Skirvin Hotel. See, legend has it that in the 1920s, the hotel's owner, William Skirvin, locked a maid in a room on the 10th floor. And being trapped in a tiny hotel room started to drive her insane. Eventually, she decided to throw herself out the window, plummeting over 140 feet to her death. And ever since that day, her ghost has been wandering the hotel, causing all kinds of paranormal activity. Like in 2010,
that's what we've been talking about too, the paranormal activity
throughout the hotel, keeping them up all night long. When the Bulls stayed at the Skirvin a couple weeks later, only for Taj Gibson to see his bathroom door slam shut on its own. But as creepy as these incidents were, the scariest encounter came in 2016, when, after a night of horror, Metal World Peace shared his traumatic ghost experience with the entire world, saying, "The ghost was all over me. I just accepted it. She touched me all over the place. I'm taking the ghost to court for touching me in the wrong places. Damn, I want to visit the Skirvin." Now, as creepy as the Skirvin Hotel is, at least everyone made it home to their family. Cause
I know y'all hear this, don't
y'all? Retired NBA player Lorenzen Wright has
mystified
investigators for years. July 18th, 2010.
This is about the NBA players getting in trouble, going to haunted places, getting some kind of thing bumped in.
Night swiftly approaching, decided to step out the front door. Head home. July 19th, 12:18 a.m. Just 4 hours later.
Now this guy, his
ex-wife comes in,
murdered him by
unknown number at an unknown location.
Georgetown 911, where is your emergency? Hello?
July 22nd, 72 hours after the phone call, Lorenzen Wright is officially reported missing after no one had seen or heard from him. 3 days, sparking a statewide police investigation into his disappearance. And it wouldn't be until 6 days later that the world would finally get some answers. Because on July 28th, Lorenzen's body was found riddled with bullet holes, rotting in a nearby forest, escalating this from a disappearance case up to an FBI murder investigation. Police probed the crime scene, searched Lorenzen's house, and interrogated his family and friends, desperately searching for clues. But after 7 years, nothing concrete was ever found, so it seemed like whoever murdered Lorenzen would remain a mystery forever. Until November of 2017, when the case was cracked wide open, thanks to an eerie discovery by the FBI. See, the feds found a gun at the bottom of a lake in nearby Mississippi. And this gun not only matched the bullets found on Lorenzen, but it also tracked back to a guy named Billy Ray Turner, who just so happened to be best friends with Lorenzen's ex-wife, Shira. So with police in possession of the murder weapon and two prime suspects, Shira and Billy were arrested just a month later. And in July of 2019, a year and a half after fighting the charges, Lorenzen's ex-wife, Shira, finally confessed to orchestrating the murder. But, as horrifying as Lorenzen's story is, this is not the only mystery involving a dead NBA player. Because one of the most iconic NBA video games is being haunted by the ghost of an NBA star. See, back when NBA Jam was first released in 1993, one of the playable characters was Nets star Drazen Petrovic. But sadly, a few months after the game was released, Drazen tragically died in a car accident, and ever since that fateful day, something ominous has been happening to NBA Jam. I mean, just listen to what their founder, Mark Turmella, had to say.
Somehow, with the coin-operated game in the attract mode, when nobody's playing, would every once in a while would just call out, Petrovich! Petrovich! Just out of the blue. And so, you know, people caught on to that, that there's some, felt like a haunted, you know, haunted game. And and I don't know how that glitch could happen or what, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, hell no. There's some weird stuff going on with this game. But what's even more weird is the NBA player.
Yeah, it is.
That
NBA player who died.
With
the NBA Jam when it first
came
out.
Back in 1999.
The NBA died. He died. And now they think the game is ended.
So he purchased a boat, named it Hakuna Matata, and spent the next 3 years sailing the Pacific Ocean. But on July 6, 2002, something went horribly wrong. Because...
Start selling online with Shopify, the e-commerce platform that's trusted by over one.
With his brother Miles and girlfriend Serena, Bison set sail from the port of Tahiti and was never seen again. When no one...
So that's just some of the things that I'm going to be looking at. And I told you this show is going to be good. It's going to get better. You know, we're going to go on the internet. We're going to listen to the news. And we're going to comment on the community comment. I mean, go to YouTube and Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and just comment on what you hear, you know. But that the dead NBA player who hunted the NBA Jam game, that is some weird stuff. They were saying that that game was saying, Pukovich. I mean, when I heard that game had, that's some weird stuff. NBA, one of the stars who's in the game, he passed away, and after the game was released, now they think the game is haunted, and the game goes, click a bit. You gotta hear this. You got to go hear this, man. This is some weird stuff. Mysteries in the NBA history. Type it up. You know, it's on YouTube. Type it up. Called Mysteries in the NBA History. I'm not bullcrapping. I'm going to send it on my YouTube, Facebook channel, okay? And it will take you right to there. And I want my community fans and all go to the site, okay? I'm also going to send it to Twitter. So go to Twitter, hit my word, and I don't know my whatchacom word because I don't never use Twitter. But if you can find me, just look it up. it's just some weird stuff, you know. And so, what kind of weird stuff that happened to y'all around Christmas times or in hotels and stuff? You know, have you ever gone to a California hotel where one of the stars who died back in the 20s? I forgot the name of the hotel. It's on Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard. And one of the stars died in there, and they said the hotel is haunted. You know? I mean, have you ever gone to hotels that you hear something that you can't explain, and you're saying to yourself, oh, no. You saying, wait a minute, hold up. Something's going on here. You know? This out of ordinary, you just start hearing stuff. Hearing noise. I'm talking about being in a hotel by yourself. Your family is out getting something to eat or something. You send your wife and children downstairs to the lobby to get something to eat. You start hearing noises and stuff. I mean, guys. It's some weird stuff going on. And we gonna explore that. And so I'd just like to know which are your ghost stories, the Christmas ghost stories, your New Year's ghost stories, the holiday ghost stories. What kind of close impact did you have on the airplane when you first got on the plane? Did something weird happen? You know? Something spooky happen? I mean, did you travel before and things just started happening to you and all, you know? It's some stuff. I mean, people will come up with some stuff, you know. I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff on YouTube, man. People will come up with. And it just blew my mind, you know. I go to my history and I just see some of the stuff. And I'll just be blown away, you know, be like, wow, you know, wow, this stuff's actually happening. And, just tell me, you know, tell me how you feel about this stuff. And I got some lot of content. Especially with Donald Trump and when late night host when he was president, they made fun of him and all. But it's just some things that I'm gonna be doing with everyone to make the show more interesting and compelling. Just tell me what kind of stuff that you like too, you know. For the new community, people who just joined us and all, California, Oregon, and all that. We talk about a whole lot of Star Trek. I mean, I talked to you about Star Trek to death. And since LA is now part of the community that I see on here, and I definitely want to get Paramount attention, you know, and I know California's listening, because it says L.A. and also Haywood. I mean, what's that? Yeah, Haywood. Gummy Woods, Haywood, California. And I just wish I can get some more cities from California. But Los Angeles is listening. And Haywood is listening. And so, there's some things that I like to say about Discovery. Anybody who work at CBS and work on the show. Number one, thank you for season 4. Okay. Thank you for making Michael Burton a captain. It's about time. They should have did that in season 2. Should have. It was way overdue, guys. They should have just did it in season 2. You know. But I understand how y'all did it. But it's a good show, and I'm just hoping that y'all don't take this show off. Give this show a 7th season. Okay? These Space Nine got a 7th season and they got a black captain. We got a black woman captain. Give this show 7th season. Okay? I'll watch it. 1,000 other people watch it. Okay? Please, please, Paramount Plus, CBS, we begging you. Don't let us bag real hard like we had to bag you to keep Enterprise on. Listen to us once. Let the episodes stand on standalone episodes. Okay? But now I want to make standalone episodes. That way you can bring more Star Trek fans back. You get those standalone episodes, you can bring more Star Trek fans back. Alright? And that's what we want to see. That's all the fans ask. Standalone episodes, see more of the Klingons. I mean, you put it in 900 years in the future, and we want to see more Klingons, we want to see more Romulans, we want to see more Cardassians, we want to see more Dominion, and all. We want to see some of the old aliens and some of the new ones that are going to be on Discovery. Discovery is going to be Discovery. Okay? But like I said, season 4 is great. Love it. You know, I'm going back and watch it like right now. You know, it's Christmas Eve, you know. I'm going to watch the whole season again. Can't wait to next week episode. And I don't know how many episodes that y'all get now. I know one time we used to get episodes all the way to December and then come back in January and get them all the way down to March or April. Then you go to the season finale. That's how they used to do it. Now we got the streaming service. We only get 12 episodes, 13, 14 episodes. Oh boy. How things change. And I also understand because of COVID-19 too. So, and it's really expensive for Star Trek Discovery too. So I get that's some of the reason why we probably only get little episodes at a time. And we got all these other Star Treks too. The one with Janeway in it, Lower Decks, Picard. Want to watch Picard season 2 because I still love Captain Picard. No, I'm going to watch it. I'm a 4-star, 5-star Star Trek fan. 8 out of 7. 5-star, 8 out of 10 is hardcore. I mean, they spend money. They do spend nothing but Star Trek. When you 5-star, 10 beyond, 10 plus beyond. I'm a 5-star plus 8 out of 10. 7 out of 10. That's my level. That's as far as I'm going, my level. I pick up the books. I pick up the little action figures and put them on my desk and all. I pick up all the calendars and all. You know, I got the clothes, I got the outfits, and that's as far as I'm going. But I'm not going to take all three of my stimulus checks and buy Star Trek. No, I'm not doing it. Sorry. I'm not going to go across the country just to spend 2 hours at a convention. Sorry, I'm not going to do that. You know, but hey. I'm a fan for life. Okay? Paramount, long as you keep bringing Star Trek, CBS, Paramount, long as y'all keep bringing Star Trek, I'm going to keep sitting in front of that TV. And I've been with Star Trek since the beginning. Since I sit down and watch the original show back in 80. When I came home from school, it was around springtime. It was on Channel 45. And sit down, and they used to run it 3 episodes all day. I watched Kirk, Spock, McCoy all day. Because that's what the show was about, Kirk, Spock, McCoy. And I used to watch them and just fell in love with Star Trek. I always was, already was a Star Wars fan. And I just kicked into Star Trek. And I like to know y'all Star Trek stories too, Star Trek fans, and any Star Trek fans, you know. But Discovery, I'm speaking up for some of the people who walked away from the shows and stuff, saying Star Trek ain't back yet. I'm understanding their feeling, CBS and Paramount. Just hear them out, okay? him out. This standalone episode shows this great, I mean, the special effects, the captain, she's so hot, and the whole level crew was hot too, and we're starting to get to know the crew too, you know, and don't worry, I would say, it took a long time for Deep Space Nine to get fans' attention, you know, they had to go through 3 episodes too, and Next Generation had to go to 3 to 4 episodes before fans really got kicked in. Okay? Give it time. Just give it 3 more seasons. Please. Just 3 more seasons. I mean, I would love to see 8 seasons. Making it the longest Star Trek ever. You know, 8 seasons, that would be a bonus, you know. And it would also be the longest Star Trek series. With 8 seasons. 9 and 10, I'm probably wishing too hard right now. But I'm several for 7. Okay, but, you know, I'm sure the Discovery fans will agree with me too. And we still would like that old standalone. Long episodes and all. Okay? But it's a great show, guys. People behind the scenes, all the cast and actors. Great show. Merry Christmas to you and your family. To my family, to yours. Star Trek Discovery cast and crew. And, of course, the rest of the Star Trek universe community. Fans, if y'all listening, all fans from all episodes, from all TV shows, because we family, and from my family to yours, Merry Christmas. Now, this is one thing that I realized in Star Trek. Now, anybody correct me if I'm wrong. It's any Star Trek series ever celebrate Christmas? Do you see any kind of Christmas tree on the Enterprise, Deep Space Nine, or Voyager? Did they ever celebrate Christmas on that show? On these shows? I need somebody to dig into that. I think that's really a good question. That's a mystery question right there. All the TV shows and episodes, and you gotta watch them all. I don't think the original show even celebrate Christmas. I mean, it's kind of funny that they didn't, because Star Trek puts the celebrate everything that the regular world do. I mean, talk about and do everything that you see in the regular world, including religious holidays like Christmas, you know. And I know we had some religious people on Enterprise and stuff who still believe in God and all, but they talked about it. Even the Klingons believe in the afterlife and all. Maybe I missed it, because I know they went down to December and all, but I never saw a Christmas tree. I never saw them celebrate Christmas. Maybe I'm wrong. So, any Deep Space Nine fans, Voyager fans, Next Generation, original, can find out for me. And just leave a comment on the YouTube channel, community comment. I ain't seen nothing on Discovery yet, or Picard, or Lower Decks. None of those shows. I ain't seen nothing on that. But I'm talking about the past seasons, past shows, though. The classic shows. I'm just wondering. It gotta be an episode. It gotta be. Because they always in the hologram, you know? And they always doing things in the hologram and going back to time and stuff, celebrating. So, wondering if, you know, me watching all the Star Trek series when it came out and stuff, it never came to dawn until now. All the series. I never heard the Star Trek fans on YouTube talk about this either. Hey, maybe I hit something. Maybe some wise Star Trek fan don't even know this question. You know, and they probably look into it right now after I answer this question. So, the real hardcore Star Trek fans, are you listening? Including the people who work on the Star Trek from past episodes, past seasons, classic shows, and the new shows. Do y'all celebrate Christmas on Star Trek? I mean, you see everything else on Star Trek. Why we don't see Christmas trees or Christmas decorations? And on the new Star Trek, can y'all write it in there? Can't leave Christmas out in the 23rd, 24th century. You can't leave Christmas out. I know you got religious people on the starships, space station and all. Religious is never going to go away. No matter we live in space or not, it's not going to go away. It's always going to be people who believe in the higher deity, you know? It might not happen now, but the Bible says when all nations know the Lord. And it might take a long time. No? Some people believe we're already here. Some people believe that it's going to take a while for all nations. Because some nations can't even celebrate, can't even read the Bible. I saw that on YouTube too. Some nations can't even read the Bible. Some nations not even allowed to practice religious. Yeah. We definitely a blessed nation. So count your blessings for the United States. Because I can name some nations. And North Korea. China. Russia. Afghanistan. And other nations like Syria and all. And maybe I'm wrong, but other nations right around them, right in their neighborhoods, don't practice religion or not allowed to practice religion. I mean, some nations in Africa, countries in Africa, some countries, like I said, Afghanistan, Iran, maybe they got their own religion and all. But some of these nations right around them don't practice, you know. And the Bible says, "When all nations know the Lord, no exception. All nations have to know the Lord to get a chance." And I'm going to let you listen to some of this video that I watched last night. And these for the religious people. And it's not no fake video either, because it was telling me some chapters in the Bible. As it was telling the story, it was reading the chapters from the Bible too. Because I was looking at the Bible, made sure it was the right chapters. King James Version and all. And everything they said, I looked. It was in the Bible. Okay? So, it wasn't nothing fake. Nothing. It had one word missed it. I was going to turn it off. Don't play like that. This brother don't play like that. Don't play with the Bible. But it did have all the chapters as the guy was telling the story, you know, in a way, you know. It's for people who have trouble reading the Bible and stuff like that. And don't know if I can bring it up or not, but I'll look for it and everything. But just look up Mystery in the NBA. Look up, for the first time ever, it's a special gift to the fans. It's Michael going back home to Gary, Indiana. He's going to visit his hometown of Gary, Indiana. Goes to his high school. He goes to get a key to the city and everything. And it's been up on YouTube for a while. You know, he celebrated his birthday. Once again, it's called For the First Time Ever. It's a special gift to the fans that Michael made before he passed away. He went back to Gary, Indiana. Went back to high school. They gave him a key to the city and everything. And all. And also, check out AI. Okay? Check out AI on YouTube. Some of this stuff is just very great. Very great. Very great. Just great. But, guys, have to go and hope everybody be safe. Okay? You're going to travel. You're young people. You're traveling. Travel together. Travel in a group. Okay? Get some of your friends. Like 3 or 4 people. Don't make sure you have no weapons or nothing like that in the car. And if you do get stopped, please listen to the officer. I don't care where you are in the country. If you're black and you get stopped, please listen to the officer. Once again, for the Wright family, congratulations. You got your justice. All right? And don't worry, like I said in another episode, he's in a better place. He don't have to deal with the hate, the ugliness, the pain, the suffering, no more. Okay? Mrs. Wright, Mr. Wright, your son is safe. He's with God now. And his brothers and sisters, his wife, his girl, and his son, he's with God now, okay? And don't worry. You will see him again. You will see him again. And for all the other people who lost people in this crazy thing, and school shootings, and police shootings, and this mad violence on the street, just shooting in general. You know, for all the people who lost somebody and shooting in general. Don't worry. Like I told them, your loved ones are safe now. They're in a better place. Alright? And all we can do is pray for the people who took them away from y'all. Forgive them. If you can find the place, forgive them. I know it's going to take time. Too soon, probably say. I'm too angry right now. But you will. Because God's going to touch your heart. And he's going to say forgive. Okay? I know it's too soon. But just think. Just go out in that community. Spread a rewrap. Award awareness. Spread awareness to everyone. Talk to the teenagers. Tell them to listen. Just make sure it don't happen to another family. Alright? Start a campaign. And make sure it don't happen to another family. Alright? Talk to police officers. Bring them into it. You know? Not all police officers are bad. That including y'all guys. Police officers. go to the families, asking, can you talk, community talk, you know, spread awareness, tell the young ones when you get stopped, just listen. That's all you have to do, officers. Just go to the schools and spread, you know, like Officer Friendly used to do. He used to come to the schools and talk to the kids. He did when I was in school. It was a program called Officer Friendly. And a police officer come to the school and talk to you about crime and all that. No one was afraid of police then. And that's what they need to do. That's what y'all need to do, start doing again. You need to start doing that again. Letting the people know it's not all police officers are bad. Okay? Just have a happy Christmas, everyone. Be safe out there. Because we were living in sign of the time. Like Prince said, we are living in the sign of the time. And God bless those two hearts, Michael and Prince. Because they wrote good music. And they make you think what's going on in the world. Man in the Mirror, Sign of the Time. Go listen to them. Listen to the lyrics. And then go watch CNN. You'll get the point. You get to what they're talking about. And so, Hilly, Hilly. Good night, my friends. And always, Donald, Ashley, Jessica, Myra, we love you. So long and prosper. And may the force of Jesus be with everyone. Last soul in this good earth, in this good country. Republicans, Democrats, all American, USA. One country, one nation, one mission.